All right, it's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. So the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award is presented during the Super Bowl pregame festivities. And joining us to talk about his father's legacy and the big award is Jared Payton, WGN TV Sports, GN Sports, weeknights at 10:30. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. Just looking forward to the big game on Sunday.
You know, this is the one weekend that it's going to be like frigidly cold in Chicago. I would want to be in Tampa Bay right now. That's just not happening this year for you, right?
No, it's not. The family and I just decided that we were going to stay at home. But this was actually before we all got COVID. We all had our experiences from Halloween up until the beginning of December. So we had to make this decision a little bit early. But, you know, still just thinking about it and being safe, and which everybody's trying to do now. And with all of us having families, my sister and I, just we have to be, you know, take every precaution.
Absolutely.
And just thought it would be good staying home this year.
Absolutely. Well, this award, and the award goes on. I mean, your dad, one of the greatest players in NFL history, you know, 9 Pro Bowl selections, MVP titles, Super Bowl, and, you know, several rushing records, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame, 13 years with the Bears. You know, we can't have this conversation without talking about him. One of the greatest guys in sports history.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I sit back and I watch a lot of film now, just watching the game. And yeah, I know he's my dad. I'm a little biased, but he's the best football player, all-around football player that I've ever seen. And so I get taken back by watching a lot of these YouTube videos. And over the last couple of months, I've been watching full games from that 85 season. And man, it just goes to show like how much determination, how much grit, how much fire was in him to not only want to be the best, but also to give his all for Chicago Bears, the whole entire organization, and the fans of the city of Chicago. I mean, that's what he did it for. He never missed one game in his career, and big reason why is that he knew that there was going to be somebody that was coming to see him play for the first time, and he did not want to disappoint them. And to me, that speaks volumes to who he was as a person and as a football player.
Absolutely. And I mean, can you believe, too, that when we're talking about the Super Bowl, it's 35 years ago this year.
Yeah, it's too long. It's way too long. We got to figure out how to get, you know, things back on track. But hopefully, we're headed in the right direction. But yeah, you think about that team and what they did in the 85 season. And I was talking to Jim McMahon the other day, and I just said, "Did you ever think that you guys would be this big, or people would still be talking about you?" And he said, "Man, it's just in that moment. You know, we were all just living in the moment, but now they see the impact that they had on people all around the world, not just here in Chicago."
Absolutely. Absolutely. And your dad, and of course, and your mom, Connie, too, off the field, you know, did so much work through the foundation that they created.
Yeah. You know, the Walter and Connie Payton Foundation, it was renamed that after my dad passed in 99, and just giving back in service is what we do. And it's a part of our family history. And so, you know, to see my parents do it, to then me starting the Jared Payton Foundation and my kids being involved, and hopefully that down the line, whenever they get older, that they want to follow the footsteps of me and also my mom and my dad, who really kind of paved the way for us to show us that that's what we're supposed to do. It's the rent that we pay while we're here on this earth.
This award, named in your dad's honor, has been around since 1970. Your father first won it in 77. It's, of course, now named in his honor. What is the basic criteria for those who don't know to become even nominated for this?
You know, a lot of people always look at the MVP award and they look at what the guys are doing on the field. This award is really about what you're doing off the field and how you're giving back to your communities or foundation that you either support or that is your own. And man, 32 guys from the NFL get nominated each year. And it's just amazing to kind of look at the backstory of some of these guys, where they came from, what they're doing now. But they're pillars in their community, and that's what it's really about. It's about how much you're doing outside of football. And I think we always see all the negative stuff that, you know, happens in sports, but there's a lot of good that's happening, and this award really shines light on all the good stuff that guys are doing in pro sports. All the guys are deserving of this award, and just, you know, to talk to some of them the other day, they are just honored to have their name alongside my dad's, and they said if they even don't win, just to know that their name is, they have that patch on the back of their helmet, it just means something to all of them.
And there are way more Chicago Bears, and I think the Chiefs, I think, have more winners than any other team long before it was named for your father. And I'm sure that your dad served as an inspiration for that.
Yeah, you know, it's cool to see a lot of these younger players who never got a chance to see my dad play, but they know the history of the game, and they know what he was all about, and that they strive to be like him. Calais Campbell, who won last year, him and I were texting back and forth the other day, and he was just talking about how it impacted his life of being, you know, the winner last year, and what people say to him when they walk around. But he has the patch on his jersey for winning, and so everywhere he goes, people acknowledge what he was doing and what he did last year, and how he's been really just one of those guys that has really taken it and run with it, and doing great things in his community.
Very cool. You know, I love the Super Bowl. You know, it has everything to make it a great one. It's going to be different, of course, and, you know, it's going to be fun to see some people in the stands, because we certainly haven't seen that here in Chicago. And by the way, I want to mention the best recap of the Bears season ending was you and Pat Tomasulo on that side-to-side image that morning. That was the funniest damn thing I've ever seen. But it really kind of hit home. I mean, that's how we all felt, right?
Yeah, we did. I think a lot of Bears fans are just really, you know, trying to figure out how this year, you know, the 2020 season and all of 2020, and it was just a culmination of all those things together. But hopefully there's good things to come, and we just have to wait. I think next up is the draft and see what the Bears do there. But there are some guys on this team that can play football, especially on the defensive side of the ball and on the offensive side of the ball as well. So they have some pieces they have to fill. Hopefully they can do that and hopefully make another playoff run in 2021.
Now, with this game Sunday, the Chiefs are obviously trying to do something Brady did when he was in New England, which is to win consecutive Super Bowls. Am I right?
Yes, that is going to be it's going to be a tough task, man. Both of these teams are really, really good. Tom Brady is doing what he's doing at the age of 43, taking a new team to the Super Bowl, which is crazy. But Patrick Mahomes and company, they're looking to start their own dynasty. And so I think this is going to be, everybody looks at the offenses. I think it's going to be a battle of the defenses, which defense can get the most stops, maybe a couple turnovers. And hopefully that will probably be the team that's going to be hoisting the Lombardi Trophy.
And here's the other thing, too. As we lead into the Super Bowl, you get a special airing Saturday night at 6 on WGN-TV, Legends of the Big Game. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is my new baby. It's the second installation of Legends of the Big Game. And this year, just having an opportunity to talk to some of the greats about their journey to the game. Mike Singletary, all Bears fans know what he means to the Chicago Bears and the city of Chicago. Lawrence Taylor, who never really does a lot of interviews at all. I got a chance to do an interview with him. So candid. You won't want to miss it because we're laughing the whole entire time. And Kurt Warner, who has a Chicago Bears story that not a lot of people have ever heard. So they'll have to tune in on Saturday at 6 to be able to check it out.
Very cool. Well, over 110 million of you will be watching the big Super Bowl this weekend. And you can catch Jared's, of course, weekdays WGN News at 4 and on the GN Sports weekdays at 10:30 on WGN-TV. Have a great time watching the game this weekend, pal, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you.